Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, an author of MyFaith.com, and I am your mentor for overcoming life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome back, to day two of the Praying for Your Future Husband 5-day mini audio course. And like I said, this is day two, and we are going to be discussing why you need to pray for your husband to have an open mind. As I matured in my own faith walk with God, I started to meet some awesome, and when I say awesome, I mean awesome, godly couples. And these couples honored God throughout their courtship and their engagement. And one of the best parts of getting to know these couples was that they mentored me in a sense, because they allowed me to see what that process was like by sharing some of the details of their courtship. And it helped me because I was able to see common themes in their testimonies. And I'm going to sidetrack for just a moment, because I want to tell you that number one, you do need to seek out the testimonies of couples who have dated, dated for marriage and honored God throughout the process. But you want to make sure that you're not hoping that God, duplicates the same exact thing in terms of details in your own life. You want to pull out common themes that you hear from different testimonies, which is why you need to hear different testimonies, so that you can see the common themes versus, okay, this is just something that happened unique to this couple. And where I got that from was, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, and they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So people's testimonies can give you hope. And you're going to need that, because dating for marriage, or honoring God in the dating for marriage process, is not easy in today's world. It's just not. I'm going to be honest. It's not. I know, because I'm trying to do it right now, but it's not easy. But what has sustained me is seeing the testimonies of several different couples who have done this. It lets me know that it's possible and that I can do it. So with that being said, one of the things that I learned is that when the man had an open mind and was somehow sensitive to God's promptings, the dating for marriage process progressed quite naturally. Meaning, whether he had an active relationship with God or not, he was able to perceive that he needed to be open to the woman who was standing in front of him, even if romance and a serious relationship was the last thing on his mind. Or if the Lord was pressing for him to go a certain place, he went. And lo and behold, in some of the testimonies that I personally heard, that was where he met his future wife-to-be. But aside from that, you want to pray for this, because once you get married, you don't want to have a marriage, you believe that it's Christ-centered, but certain scriptures are taken out of context. And the scriptures that I'm referring to, I can't name them off the top of my head, but if you look up scriptures pertaining to the relationship between a husband and wife, you'll see what, and you read them, you'll see what I'm talking about. Many faith-based communities and churches still teach that women are supposed to be submissive to a husband in a Christ-centered home, but they don't teach it in a way that I believe is properly, I don't believe that they teach it in a way that is properly exegeted, meaning that the true meaning of those passages are not properly communicated, and certain things are left out, and it becomes more like a dictatorship with the man at the top and the woman and the children at the bottom. So I wanted to share how I know this to be true. One of the pastors at our church was explaining how the husbands love your wives and women respect your husband, or, you know, wives respect your husband. Scripture really, the dynamic was really more like a circle and not a vertical line with the man up top and the woman at the bottom, just like I was saying before. It was more like a circle where the more the woman respects the man, the more the man loves the woman, and they keep going around and around and around, and that's how your marriage works. So I just wanted you to keep that in mind, because you want to pray this over your husband, so that when you all are in a marriage, you're not trying to read context into a scripture in terms of, you're not trying to read context from a scripture that's not there as it relates to your relationship. And one of you, or you in particular, is being abused because of it. So, okay, ladies, as I said before yesterday, all of the prayers or all of the prayer strategies in this audio guide are really just a few of the prayer strategies that I personally use for progress in my dating for marriage success. And if you want all of the prayer strategies, get your copy of my prayer guide for single Christian women. The link is below, along with a picture of the actual prayer guide. And you just click that and it'll take you to where you need to go to get your copy. And I also want to invite you to join me and a few other ladies for our first 4-week Let's Talk support group, where we'll be talking about strategies for today's Christian single Christian woman so that she can successfully date for marriage. And praying for your future spouse will definitely be discussed. So to get the details for the support group, just click the link below. I also have a link for that and a banner for it, and it will take you to the sign up page. And if you can't make all of the live or any of the live sessions, you can always get access to the replay. So that's it for today, and make sure that you join in tomorrow for day 3.